Winter Storm Elliott may have long passed over much of the US, but Arctic air lingered on Christmas Day over two-thirds of the country.
We are in a war. This is a war with Mother Nature. And she has been hitting us with everything she has since the late hours of Thursday into Friday, Saturday, and now on Christmas morning. And this will go down in history as the most devastating storm in Buffalo's long storied history.
The polar temperatures not only created the phenomenon of lake effect snow in the northern Great Lakes region, but also ocean effect snow in Maine on the Atlantic coast. The principle is the same. Cold air moving over warmer water, creating intense storms. High winds meant whiteout conditions in some areas, even where the snowfall had stopped. Many remain trapped in their homes, homes where power outages are expected to continue due to the blocked roads.
It's not just power lines down, even though there's a lot of that. It actually is substations are frozen, and they now need to bring in equipment to repair the substations to get them back online.
There were reports of some feeling they had no choice but to attempt to drive to so-called warming stations as their homes grew ever more frigid, despite advice that driving in whiteout conditions could lead to death, either from a crash or being stranded in the cold. And some did find themselves trapped in their cars for 2 days. Fatalities have been reported in Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, New York, and other states. Bodies have been found in cars and on snowbanks, others in their homes after emergency services struggled to arrive in time. Would-be air passengers continued their determined push to try to complete Christmas travel, only to find another day of thousands of flight cancellations and delays. But a thaw is forecast over the next week.
The longer it stays this cold, the more other systems across the state could be challenged. But the good news is it's getting warmer, and it's getting warmer each day.
There still isn't an accurate accounting of just how damaging this storm system has been. But it's clear this was yet another in a series of extreme weather events in the U.S. where authorities have been struggling to cope. Shia Bertansi, Al Jazeera.